Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. It was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by John Pierce.
Satisfy with salsify. Salsify, also known as oyster plant or vegetable oyster because of its flavor, was a common food in colonial days. Salsify can be wintered over in the garden like parsnips or stored in the root cellar. It's an ideal crop for northern gardens, for it thrives in cool temperatures. Sow salsify seed as soon as the ground can be worked. It will survive a spring frost. The seeds can be difficult to germinate, so give them a head start by soaking them a couple of days, then setting them between sheets of damp paper towels to sprout. Keep them moist and place them in the refrigerator at night. You should plant the sprouted seeds when they're 1/2 inch long. Salsify roots like a pampering soil. Before planting, turn over the soil to loosen it, removing any rocks. If the soil is heavy, add some sand and compost. A raised bed will offer less compacted soil. The young plants look a lot like grass, so be sure to know exactly where they are and refrain from weeding until they're more established. As they mature, salsify tops look like leeks. The roots develop best with even watering, so be sure to irrigate regularly during dry spells. Harvest when the top of the root appears to be an inch or more in diameter. No hurry, though. The flavor improves after 2 or 3 frosts, and like parsnips, salsify can be harvested in the spring. While there's no botanical evidence of pearls emerging from salsify, the oyster-like flavor will make a pleasant contribution to your table. Salsify can be steamed and served with lemon juice and butter, and also makes a fine component in vegetable or meat stews. And though there are no claims of aphrodisiac qualities, salsify is a source of calcium, iron, phosphorus, and protein.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.